Good to both everybody. Shalom Aleichem. Are we here? Everybody's here. Okay, approximately. People can hear me? Or am I muted?
Yeah, we can hear.
Okay. So we learned the Gemara till the bottom of Lama Tesamad Aleph. The Mishnah lists off five vegetables that are acceptable for Mora, which are the five Chazeres, Tamcha, Chachabina, Ulshin, and Mora. Chazeres is romaine lettuce. The only lettuce they had in the days of the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael was romaine lettuce. That's the shana, whether regular iceberg lettuce is the same or not. Rabbi Baron Kotler used to use regular lettuce. Rabbi Soloveitchik always used to say you need romaine lettuce. Okay, so these are the five. So then the Gemara says, towards the bottom of Omer Aleph, Omar Rabba Barav Huna Omar Rav, six lines from the bottom here, Raksham Khamadam Vyatsmandah Vasab Pesach, these five vegetables, Kulam Nizraim Baruga Achas. They can mingle them all together. There's no prohibition of Kaloizraim. We mentioned Kaloizraim is a machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Kedushin. At the end of the first parak is an Isa the Raisa and Isa the Rabbanan. Rashi holds the whole prohibition. The two psukim, karmachol esizu kilayim and sotchol esizu kilayim. So Tosfos says karmachol is kloy hakerem, that you're not allowed to plant it, and if you did plant it, it's osa b'achilos manon. And sotchol esizu kilayim is kloy izroim, you're not allowed to plant vegetables too close to each other, and if you did, it'll be muta b'di'evit. If you did, it'll be muta. Same thing kloy ilonis. Kloy ilonis is only with harkova. If you graft a branch from one tree onto the trunk of another tree, so that's an isa deraisa, even a chutz l'aretz. But once you did it, it's muta b'achila, muta b'ano. You're allowed to eat the food that comes because of it. But kloy Yisrael, according to Tosfos, is an isa deraisa in Eretz Yisrael. But if you did it, it's muta b'achila, muta b'ano. So the way it says in the Gemara Kiddushin, they were gozer midirabbanon, kloy ilonis, harkovus ilonis, to graft the branch from one tree onto another tree. That's an Issa deraisa, even a chutz l'aretz. We mentioned last because that applies even to Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz l'aretz. Abayos, also there's no difference Eretz Yisrael and chutz l'aretz. So that's an Issa deraisa, Bein Moritz, Bein Chutz l'aretz. Kloy HaKerem is only Mitzvah Hatluyas Baretz. It only applies Ben HaTorah and Eretz Yisrael. But they prohibited in a chutz l'aretz, Gzeira, Otu Eretz Yisrael. Look, the Jews live in chutz l'aretz for almost 2,000 years. We went into Golis 2,000 years ago. So if they would leave the din de araisa, that b'chutz l'aretz is no din of klal hakerem, when the Jews will return to Eretz Yisrael, they won't be used to this at all. So they made a sort of gzeira, shelo tishtakach mitzvos keloi hakerem, shouldn't forget that there is such a din on the books. So they made a din that even applies on chutz l'aretz. But kloi Yisrael, they didn't introduce with the rabbanim b'chutz l'aretz, because it's not as chomor, is kloy hakerem. Kloy hakerem is so chomer that even b'di ever it's osa b'chil b'ano. So that's a more chomer dik a din. So they made a din even a chutz l'aretz. It's osa m'di rabban. But kloy Yisrael, they never made a gzera in chutz l'aretz. And Rashi learns, no, the whole kloy Yisrael is only m'di rabban. So according to Rashi, it's problematic. The Gemara should have said they didn't introduce kloy Yisrael in chutz l'aretz. It should have said because it'll be a gzera l'gzera, because even in Eretz Yisrael proper, it's only osa m'di rabban. So it does make sense to make a gzera chutz l'aretz oto Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael gufa is only midi rabbanim. So the pashut pshat in the Gemara is like Tosfos. Yeah, the Gemara in Chulin in Perik Eilu Treifus, the Gemara has a suffix. Did they introduce an iser of kloy Yisroim bechutz l'aretz? What do you mean a suffix? Gemara Kedushin says they did not introduce it. So Tosfos explains, that's quoted in Yoredei, in Chela Gimel Yoredei. So Tosfos explains the Gemara suffix was whether they, even though there's no din of kloy Yisrael b'chutz l'aretz, that's that you're permitted to plant vegetables near each other. You don't need a harchaka. What if you're going to do? What if you're going to graft one vegetable onto another? Sometimes you look in the newspapers; they advertise that you can order. People like to plant their own garden. They like to plant their own vegetables. So sometimes in the newspapers have an advertisement, if you send in money, so they'll send you this thing, that it'll grow all the vegetables growing together you plant one thing, and all the vegetables grow together because they grafted the vegetables together. They did a harkova on Yerokas. So Tosfos lines that that's quoted near there. That's in Ibayda Lehepshita. That's a Sveka the Din in the Gemara whether Keloi Zroim does not apply in Chutzlos. What about Harkova by Zroim? Maybe that applies Midirabbanan because Harkovas Ilonis is also Menatorim in Chutzlos. So maybe Harkovas Zroim is also Midirabbanan Agzera Otter Harkovas Ilonis. Okay, so that's a Sofik. Nachma. So the Gemara, so first the Gemara thought.
Rabbi, do we pass on the Kula if it's subject to Rabbanan the Kula?
I believe, but I think it says. Unless the Gemara thought it was a Sufik. I don't remember. I remember this issue. I once looked up because my aunt used to, one of my aunts, who since passed away a long time ago. So this aunt always used to have her own garden. And she once had those vegetables that all the vegetables grow together. So I looked it up in Yeriday. It's questionable if you're allowed to plant that. I think we're machmer on that. Maybe it was a Sufik deraisa. Nochamon. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Barahuna Omer Rav. Quotes the name of Rav. Sounds like all the five vegetables don't constitute climb with each other. So the Gemara says, you mean to say Lememra? You mean to say the Leisbum Mishum Kelaim? There's no prohibition of climb. It's all the same min. How can it be? Mosav Rava Chazeres VaChazeres Galen Ulshem Ulshem Yisod the Krisha and Krisha Yisod the Kuzba the Kuzba Yisod Chardal Chardal Mitzvah Dalas Hamitzvah Mutza. It's basically Chazeres and Chazeres Galim are two forms of lettuce, but it's the same family. Ulshen and Ulshen Sode are two. The one is a subcategory of the other. That's not Klein, but it sounds like Enim Klein Zebizes. It sounds like Chazeres and Chazeres Galim and Chazeres Ulshen Loi. Sounds like Chazeres and Ulshen are two of the rockets mentioned in the Mishnah. So the simple reading of that, where is that statement? That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Kelaim. Yeah. That's a Mishnah in Kelaim. So it sounds like Chazeres and Ulshen are Kelaim Zebizem. V'chitem kula b'hadodi katani elohu. Maybe the Mishnah in Kelaim means to say Chazeres and Ulshen and Charchevina, everything is all mutted together. It's not true. Omer abzugazugas katani. The Mishnah in Kelaim means two at a time. Chazeres and Chazeres galen is mutter. Ulshen and Ulshen sod is mutter. Krishan and Krishan sod is mutter. Kuzma and Kuzma sod is mutter. It's basically the same. But Chazeres and Ulshen with Krishan, one with the other, is Kelaim. Zugazug Stani. And for the Gemara, what did he mean? What did Rav mean when he said, Yerok Sham Chom Adam Kulam Nizraim Baruga Achas? He meant if you make the proper Hachokim. And for the Gemara, my Nizraim Domar Rav, what did Rav mean when he said Nizraim Baruga Achas? He meant Nizraim Kelchosam, if you follow what it says in the Mishnah Masech Shabbos. And what says Kelchosam? If you're going to be Machik, in the four corners and one in the middle, that's mutter, even totally different vegetables. Tanina, that's a Vifarish and Mishnah and Masech Shabbos in Masech Kelaim. It's a quoted in Masech Shabbos. And Mishnah Masech Shabbos, Arug Shehi Shishal Shisha Tvachim, 6x6 Tvachim, so you can plant five different vegetables, four in the four corners, which are six Tvachim apart from each other. Then one in the middle, the one in the middle is not going to be six Tvachim away from the four in the four corners, it's going to be less. It's going to be less than six tefachim away, but that's enough of a harchoke. So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, aruga shehishi shal shisha tefachim. You have 6x6 tefachim. Zer metecha chamisha zeradim arba alab is aruga. So aruga, four different vegetables in the four corners. V'achaz b'em, so one right in the middle. It's enough of a harchoke. So what's the chiddush over here that by the five different kinds of maror, you're allowed to plant them in the four corners of the aruga and one in the middle. That's a din by all vegetables. And Gemara says, no, one might have thought otherwise. And well, what would you have possibly thought? Gemara finally says, Chazeres, it's a leave out a few. Chazeres, it's tichalo. It's all kadat chamin. All the sofa lachshas. Chazeres is the lettuce that's going to get bigger and it's going to get hard. Since it's going to get bigger and it's going to get hard, maybe you need more than these tfachim. Maybe it's not enough. You need more space. Since it's going to turn out to become a hard vegetable, it's going to be bigger. You need more space. Kamash malon that you don't. Okay. Kamash malon that you don't. In Eretz Yisrael, you got to be careful for Kalo Yisrael. Mechutzlaretz, they were never machmer on the Kalo Yisrael. So then the Mishnah says that you can be yotze with these vegetables. Mishnah says the third line from the top. Avlam etesem and alf yotzem behem bein lachem bein yiveshim. Okay. Even if it's completely dried out, it's good. So the Gemara says that's a machlokes hatanoim. Let's see. Amar Avchiz, the loshanu ala bikelach. The kelach is the hard part. Ava ba'alim, but the leaves, you're only yotzi lachem en yaveshim. If it's yavish, then you're not yotzi. Freg di gemara. But it's not true. Hamidiktoni sefer, kelach shalahem. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says, bein lachem ben yaveshim. And then it says later, yotzi bikelach shalahem. That's a chiddush. That not only are you yotzi if you eat the leaves, even if you eat the hard part, you're also, let's say lettuce. There's a part of the lettuce that's leafy and then part of the lettuce that's hard. So yotze with the hard part and yotze with the leafy part. That sounds like the Reish and the Mishnah is not talking. It says yotze bein lacha ben yoreshim. It sounds like it's talking about the alim. So this doesn't seem like Rav Chisda is right. Lo shana le bekelach, aval ba'alim lacha ben yoreshim lo. If the alim are dried out, it's no good. Frig mo hanik tani sefer bekel shalahem. It's also good. Mechal the Reisha Alim sounds that the Reisha says that the leaves are good, even though it's rotten. The Gemara says no. You have to read the Mishnah together. Pirush came first. Kiktoni bedach meni veishim akelach. The Mishnah is not talking about the Alim. The Alim are only yotze if it's yivesh. Feg markasha meisve. Again, it wouldn't appear so. What is this? This is a brisa. Meisve yotze behem uvekelach shalahem bein lachim. Ben Yevashim, Rameir says it's good. Ben Yotzim Bohem, Ubi Kelach Shalahem. You Yotzim with the leaves or with the hot part. Semicolon. Ben Lachem, Ben Yevashim. That sounds like Ben Lachem and Yevashim goes both on Bohem, on the leaves, and on the Kelach. And Rachamam, Lachem Yotzim Bohem, Yevashim, and Yotzim Bohem. Yeah. Vishavin, this they all agree. Rameir and the Rabbana disagree in the Reisha, but this they all agree. Vishavin, Yotzim Bohem, Kemushin. Kvushim means it's a little bit dried out. It's not completely dried out. Avlo kvushim v'lo shlukim v'lo mevushol. Kavush is kavush ke mevushol. Shaluk means either more cooked than mevushol or less cooked than mevushol. That's what we said. Rashi and Taisus on our daf and on the many different places in Shas, Taisus says that shlukim means very mevushol ad sheni moach. And the Vilna Gaon and Hilchas Dam and Yeridei interprets everything differently. That shlukim means less cooked, not fully cooked, a little bit cooked. So it says in the Brisa that this they all give me shoved and sheets man kemushim. If it's a little bit dried out, it's good. Avlo kvushim, avlo shlukim. Mevushol is not good. Klal d'shal d'arba. Why are you not yotze if it's mevushol? Why are you not yotze if it's yveshim? Klal d'shal d'arba. The rule is kol sheish b'tamar yotzeim kol sheim b'tamar and yotzeim b'ay. You're not yotze. If it's mavushal, you're not yotze. If it's yavesh, because it doesn't have a tamar. So the simple reading of the brisa is that the Tanakama, before the quote Reb, whose Tanakama is Reb Meir, chomam lachim yotze meyavesh mei yotze mehem. And the Tanakama says yotze mehem uvekeloch shalahem bein lachim meyaveshim. Sounds from the Tanakama that bein lachim bein yaveshim goes both on the alim and on the keloch, goes on both. The Gemara says, Targum HaKelach. No. And the Tanakhama says that Yotze Bein Lachem En Yiveshim only goes on the Kelach, doesn't go on the Alam. The Alam are only Yotze if it's moist. If it's Lachem, you're not Yotze if it's Yiveshim. Shine. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. What's the next? The second wide line on Lamentesim Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, but Bryce say, Yotzim Bohem Kemushin. if it's half dried out. We assume that kamushim is good. It's not yet yavish. Yavish means only if it's completely dried out. Yeah. So now the Gemara has a sofik boy Rami Bar Chama. Was a machlekes on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara on the side, they give you the cross reference. There was machlekes Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said you cannot use matzah shal ma'aser sheni because it's einon echol ba'aninus, and Rabbi Akiva disagreed. And it didn't bother him. Ein nechel baninus is not, there is no such thing. So the Gemara has a suffix. Gemara has a suffix within Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Again, boy Rami Bacham and Maushi Yetzi Adam Dechavas b'maru shal ma'aser shen b'Yerushalayim. Aliba the Rabbi Akiva loti boy loch. Why? Hashda b'matzah there. I said nothing. Akiva holds a Yetzi with matzah shal ma'aser sheni. You hold there's no problem. There's no problem of ein anechel baninus. He doesn't hold from that drasha because lechemon is spelled chumash with an ayin. How can he darshan mishanechel baninus? So matzah shal ma'aser sheni is good, and you can't say that it's ein anechel b'chama shavus because in Nova Givon the ma'aser sheni was nechem b'chalari Yisrael. So the according to Rabbi Akiva, the matzah shal ma'aser sheni is good. There's no problem. So there's no problem with Marish and Maaser Sheni. Keep the boy locked. The ganze ibaya, boy Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama is ibaya is only. I leave the Rabbi Saglili. My, should I say that's only matzah? The Raisa who the law nafik. I'm a Mar. The Rabban nafik. Adim l'kam the tikkun. Rabban came. The Raisa tikkun. What was the suffik exactly? What's the Raisa? What's the Rabban? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is the Gemara suffik only is mitzvahs Marib bisman hazeh is mid the Rabbanim. Because Mara is only the Raisa Bizman, Shabbos Hamikdash Shayakayim. Bizman, that's what we said, Machlekes Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam writes that Mara, he's not going to count. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and he writes it Bikitzer again in the Mishnah Torah, that Mara, he's not going to include in the Minyan HaMitzvah. Mara is only B'Torah's Hechsher de Pischa. If you're bringing a Karban Pesach, then you say Matzah Samram Yachlu. The way to fulfill the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach, Bishlei Musa, is in conjunction with matzah and maror as well. But if a person is tummy with derech hachayka, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah for him, but there's no mitzvah to him for him to eat maror. Bizman is that it's not based on vegan, so no one should have the whole mitzvah of maror shouldn't exist. So the chamu are afraid, shalot tishtakach mitzvahs maror. The golus is going to be, it's almost 2,000 years already, the golus. So the Jewish people will forget that such a mitzvah exists. We have all the dinim in the Chumash, but if you don't see it in practice, so it's going to be forgotten. So they introduce Mara Bizman Hazeh as the Rabban. That's according to the Rambam, Mara never existed as an independent mitzvah. It's only B'Torah Sechsher de Pischa. So that's the Pshat and the Gemara. That's the Pshat. And according to Tosfos, no, Bizman HaMikdash, the Gears of Tosfos was on Chof Ches on the base. The Bizman HaMikdash Mora was the Raisa, even for the people of Tomei B'derech HaChayka. Bohu Deinu Echel Avalach Hu B'matza U B'mora. The Miri had two gears, Avalach Hu B'matza or Avalach Hu B'matza U B'mora. So the Bali HaTosis seemed to have understood that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, Mora was an independent mitzvah, just like matza is an independent mitzvah. True, they're both B'teres HaChshev and the Pischa. But if you don't have a Korban Pesach, let's say Bizman Hazeh, we don't have any Beis HaMikdash, so there's no Korban Pesach, so there's still a mitzvah of matzah deraisa, because matzah exists not only as Hechsher de Pischa, not only to enhance the Kiyam HaMitzvah of Korban Pesach, matzah Ram Yochlu Hu, should eat the Korban Pesach, Yochlu Hu, Yochlu also, should eat the Korban Pesach with matzah mar, but it exists as an independent mitzvah. So according to the Tosfos, mar also exists as an independent mitzvah. So the shaila is, should I say matzah bizman hazeh deraisa, mar bizman hazeh only mid the rabbanon? So maybe the whole din of maybe only matzah shal ma'aser sheni is no good, but mar bizman hazeh, since the whole mitzvah mar is only mid the rabbanon, there's no problem. That was one pshat. And the other pshat was not that Marib is manazeh is only the Rabbanon. And the Gemara is boy Rami Bacham, and the Gemara is Ibai was, what about Marib is manazeh? Shal Maisa Sheni. No, the Gemara meant to say that Maisa Sheni of Marib is only the Rabbanon, because Maisa Yerik and Yerukas, Hafroshis Maisis is only with the Rabbanon. That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that Maisa Yerik is only with the Rabbanon. According to Rashi and Tosfos, it's because Trumas and Maisis is only the Raisa by Dogon Tirish V'Yitzar. Because the Psukim talk about Truma. Truma is called Rashis. The first Hafrasha you give is Truma. So it says, Rashis Degoncha B'Sirosh Chavitzarecha, the Truma of Degoncha, Dogon means Chameshis Mini Dogon, wheat and barley and all the different subcategories. Rashis Degoncha Tiroshecha, Truma from Tirosh's grape juice and wine. The Yitzarecha is olive oil. So the Rambam also agrees to that. But the Rambam holds that all peiros are ilu and achayim min haTorah. Why should you distinguish between grapes and olives as opposed to all other fruits? All other fruits. So the Rambam sheet is that all fruits that grow on a tree have a chiyuv trumas ma'aseh min haTorah. Ma'aseh yerek is only midirabbanan. Ma'aseh yerek is only midirabbanan. If all trees are deraisa, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, what daf? I forgot already. Daf Tezvav, I think. Daf Tezvav. Gemara says that Meiser, Chumas and Meiser on Boxer is only made the Rabbanon and Charuvin, Meiser Charuvin. Charuvin is Boxer, St. John's bread, is only the Rabbanon. So the Rambam says, yeah, because Charuvin is basically Michael Behema. In order to be Chayv in Chumas and Meiser, it has to be Michael Adam. So true, and Tu B'Shvat, the Jews eat the Boxer, but it's basically Michael Behema. And the Ravid argues with the Rambam, says, what are you talking about? Michael Behem is not Chayim and Shumas and Maises, even with the Rabbanon. There is no such thing. He says, Charuvin is Roy Lachila Sodom. Normal people eat it also, not just Mr. St. John. Everybody eats a boxer, but Peres or Elan is only with the Rabbanon. So that's, but the Yerukas, everyone agrees. That's the Gemara. Maise Yerek is only with the Rabbanon. I say Yerik is only Midirabbanan. So in this Gemara, there are two pshatim. What did the Gemara mean to say? What's Midirabbanan? Truma b'zmanazeh is the Rabbanan. So the whole status of Maaseh Sheni b'zmanazeh, even Maaseh Sheni hadogon tirish v'yitzer is only Midirabbanan, or it means that Marib b'zmanazeh is the Rabbanan. Which the Rabbanan that they're referring to? Let's say again. Let's go back. What was the psul if you have? What's the psul if you have matzah shel maisa sheni? Matzah shel maisa sheni is ein anechal ba'aninus. Matzah shel maisa sheni is anechal ba'aninus. So when we learned that Gemara on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, the machlokes of Akiva Rabbi Yosef Lili, so one suggestion is incorrect. One suggestion that we maybe see from these Gemara is incorrect. We had a suggestion that maybe since matzah needs Afia Lishma, Shmura Matzah, in order to be outside the mitzvah. Here the Gemara quotes on Mem Amen Aleph. The Gemara quotes a din, B'tzeke Shal Nochrim. If you have matzah that was baked by Nochrim, B'tzeke Shal Nochrim, it's about 8 lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom of Mem Amen Aleph. And the line begins with the word Huna. You can eat all you want. Goyish matzah baked by goyim. And we know that there are Jews watching it, the Jews supervising, and they know that there's no chametz. But you can't say it was baked lishma, because the goyim can't bake lishma. The Gemara says in Gittim, and get to a different lishma. A get isha has to be written lishma. The Gemara says, let the goy write lishma. We'll explain to the goy that the get can only be used, a religious divorce can only be used if the get was written for that specific person, purpose. So the goy will write the get, whatever language, you can write in Hebrew also, he'll write the get, intending that the husband should divorce his wife by giving over the get. The Gemara says, no, anochri adaita denamshi kovet, a goy can't create lishma. So we spoke about that, so we said, Rab Chaim in a sefer in Hilchos Tefillin, quotes Rab Simcha Zelig, Rieger, who was a dayan in Brisk, who had learned in Valoj, he himself learned in Valojin. So Simcha Zelig, I think that's the only person that Rab Chaim quotes in his sefer, is Rab Simcha Zelig. So he quotes Rab Simcha Zelig, who thought he had a right from a Rambam, that statement that the Gemara makes, Akum Adaita Denapshi Ko'ov, that a goy can't write a get lishma, a goy can't make matzah lishma, a goy can't do lishma, is not a psychological umdene, that the goy has a shvacha cup, but the goy can't think about the Jewish religious articles. Why not? He reads the Bible and it says the Jews have to have matzah, they have to bake matzah lishma, you have to write the matzah. It's so difficult. We'll explain it to the goy, have a mind. So he said it's a halachic principle. Whoever is any Torah cannot create lishma. That's what Rabbi Simcha Zelig thought. That's we interpreted the Rabbi in a time like that, that whoever is not Bataris any given mitzvah cannot create lishma. Traditionally in Europe, the women always used to bake the matzahs. Now they have matzah factories where Jewish men push the button. They have men, they don't have women in the factories. But years ago, the women used to bake the matzah. So the mazel is that matzah is an exception to the rule, even though the mitzvah matzah should have been a mitzvah, says Shazman Groma. Women should have been exempt. So it's an exception to the rule. The women are chayva matzah to the same extent as the men. If the women would have been potter from the mitzvah matzah, even though the women are Jewish, according to Rabbi Simcha Zelig, we would have said, adai to the nafshei. Whoever is any b'teres cannot create lishma. That's what the Rabbi Natam said, that a woman cannot tie tzitzis because tying the tzitzis on the beggar needs lishma. The Rambam disagrees with that premise. The Rambam thinks you only need lishma when you take the wool and convert it into thread and you make strings out of it. But when you take the strings and you tie it onto a beggar, even a child before bar mitzvah cannot create lishma because the cotton is a la badas. So he can't think alpidin, even if he's a genius. Alpidin is not considered thinking lishma. So the Rambam holds that that's not a problem. If a goy ties tzitzis on the beggar, that's a pasuk the Gemara says is no good. If a goy ties the tzitzis, it's no good. But the Gemara didn't say it's no good because you lack lishma. Gemara sounds like Sander, a new din, a separate din. That's machlekes, the Rambam and Tosfos. So Tosfos says, no, that's why. The reason why a goy can't tie the tzitzis is because they need lishma. And not only a goy cannot tie the tzitzis, a woman is not mechuyev in the mitzvah tzitzis. Whoever is any b'toras can't tie it. And a cotton before bar mitzvah is a la bar das, even if he's the Vilna goy, and even if he's a super genius, the cotton is considered a la bar das. So it's also considered as if he tied the tzitzis shalom lishma. So in Shulchan Aruch, they quote this opinion. L'chatchila, the Ramah quotes it. L'chatchila, you shouldn't allow a kotna, you shouldn't allow an isha to tie the tzitzis, because whoever is any b'toris can't create the lishma. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam disagrees with the whole premise that there is no such thing, there is no such din that you need lishma by tying the tzitzis. Gemara only says you need lishma when you toiva the chutim, when you take wool and you convert the wool into strings. That has to be done lishma. But when you take the strings that were made lishma, you tie them onto the beggar, according to the Rambam, there's no din of lishma over there. Yeah. So when we learned Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, so one suggestion we had was, what's wrong according to Rabbi Yosef Glili if the matzah is ain't a necheles baninas? Why? So I made one suggestion, but you see from this Gemara that suggestion is not correct. I said maybe the din requires baking the matzah lishma, and it's not enough just shima michimas. Here the Jews are watching the goy make the matzah, so they know the matzah that the goy made didn't become chametz. That's not enough. Indeed, asir lishma. So since the goy is adaita nochri adaita the napshi ka'ovid, according to Rabbi Simcha Zelig, it doesn't mean psychological umdin that he doesn't have in mind what I asked him to have in mind. He has it in mind. But al pidin, since he's any b'toris, he cannot create lishma. So since matzah needs asiyah lishma, and this matzah is matzah shemai sisheni, saying an echel banina, so that's a tartar to sasri in the lishma. The matzah already is Maisesheni, as Maisesheni in Yerushalayim. So he's going to say he's going to have a mind to use this matzah. He's going to say three brachas before. Amotzi lechem en haaretz, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas matzah, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al achilas Maisesheni. Because eating Maisesheni b'Yerushalayim is also a mitzvah. You have to eat it b'kedusha u'b'tahara. You have to be tahar. You can't eat it in a state of aninus. So since matzah is normally mishan echel baninus, matzah, normal matzah is lechemoni, it is nechel baninus. So if you have matzah, shalom ma'aseh sheni, you're going to bake it l'shem matzah. So that's a taita d'sasra in the lishma. So from our Gemara, you see that that's not the correct pshat. If that's the pshat by matzah, it can carry over tomorrow. Tomorrow you don't need asiyah l'shma. There is no asiyah by the mara. What it makes a difference? Who detached the mara from the ground? Usually the goyim have the farms in America. The Jews don't have so many. There are very few Jews in farming. I don't know if they're in this kind of farming business. They're in farming. They raise behemoths, that kind of farming. But these kind of farming you probably don't have. Years ago, the rich plantation owners used to be Jewish. And they had the black slaves that they had. They were all Eved Kenani. They were all Molded Tova L'Shem Eved Kenani. And that's why a lot of the blacks have biblical names. Kalev and other biblical names, because they were Jewish. They were Chayv and Mitzvah's Kisha, so they gave their children Jewish names. But then Lincoln freed the slaves, so that's the answer to no more Eved Kenani. But a lot of the rich plantation owners in the South used to be wealthy plantation owners, used to be Jewish. So Nachamo, the one who cuts off the mara from the ground doesn't have to be a Jewish person. It can be cut off by non-Jew. You don't. There is no din asiyah lishma by mara. There is no din of asiyah. The mara grows by itself. You don't have to plant it lishma. You don't have to harvest it lishma. You don't have to cut it up lishma. There's no din lishma. So you can't say that ein anechal ba the din of Rabbi Yosi Aglili that matzah shalom asheni is no good because ein anechal ba ninus. You can't say because the matzah is already ma'aseh sheni, so the lishma by matzah is not for the sake of matzah is not chal, because the mitzvahs are incommensurate. You can't say it like that, because by marer you don't need any din of asiyah lishma. So what is the nature of the din according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili? What is the nature of the din of ein anechal ba ninus? So we suggested another pshat. We suggested another pshat. Maybe we suggested the pshat when we discussed matzah has to be nechel b'chol moshav seichem. Matzah shein nechel is b'chol moshav, this is no good. So we said that the Keren Oira has a chibur on Zvachim. And the end of Zvachim, when the Gemara, when the Mishnah has that statement here, the Tosis before, Tosis quoted the Mishnah in Zvachim here. Here's the Tosis on Lamed Vavam and Beis Dima Mascha to Omer Rebbe Lozer. Tots a Mishnah in Zvachim. Perek Basra de Zvachim. Dav Kuf Yud Beis Am and Beis. It says, Bol and Ova Gimen Hutra Abom is Kochi Gadosh and Lacholim Lefnim and Akloim. Toch Azora. Okay. And Kochim Kalim and Maish Hashem and Acholim Cholar Yisrael. So the Kavanara has a suggestion over there. When you have to bring Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, Mishanifcha Yerushalayim, then there's a machlag Zab Meir, Rab Yudah, we pass him like Rab Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya. But when Boland over Gibbon, and Ma'aseh Sheni is Nechal, B'chol Ari Yisrael, that's the Gusa that Rashi and Tosfos had there in the Mishnah. And our Gemara says it doesn't have that. And our text in the Mishnah says, Boland over Gibbon, Kochim Kal Ma'aseh Sheni. It says, Kochim Kalan Nacholim Cholar Yisrael. We don't have Ma'aseh Sheni. It's on the side of the Gemara, in the margin there, in Zvachim Kuf Yud Beis and Beis, they quote, look in the Rashi and Tosfos here, that they had the Girsa, Kochim Kalan Ma'aseh Sheni Nacholim Cholar Yisrael. It goes on Ma'aseh Sheni also. It goes on Ma'aseh Sheni, yeah. So the Karenara there, on that daf, has a suffering. Maybe that din, the Halachic Kireb Meir, the Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, we would hold Mamon Hedyot. Maybe Shitas Reb Meir, Ma'aseh Sheni Mamon Gavoya, maybe that only applies after the Binyan Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim, that you have to bring the Ma'aseh Sheni to a specific location, namely, to eat it in Yerushalayim, like Kochim Kalim. So maybe then it has a din of Mamon Gavoya. But Kol Zman, that it was Muta B'chol Ori Yisrael, during the period of Nova Givan, that Rashi and Tosfos had the Girsa in the Mishnah, not only Kochim Kalim, Ma'aseh Sheni is also Necha, B'chol Moshavos, B'chol Ari Yisrael. So maybe then it didn't have a din, Mamon Gavoya. So we suggest that maybe that's what it means. We said it on Necha, B'chol Moshav Seichem. B'yos HaGlili used in a Necha, B'chol Moshav Seichem to parcel up Matzah Shel Bikurim. Why didn't he parcel up Matzah Shel Ma'aseh Sheni also because of Nechal B'chol Moshav Seichem? So the Gemara says no, because it has Pidyon even after he brought it to Yerushalayim. Even though once you bring it to Yerushalayim, it no longer has Pidyon. It can only be Poydei B'richuk Machaim. And even if you take it out of Yerushalayim, so there was, Tosis showed, there was a question whether Mechitza Liklot is the Raisa of the Rabban. We assume La Halacha L'maisa Mechitza Lechol is the Raisa. The Mechitzas Yerushalayim are relevant that you're allowed to eat the Maisa Sheni. That's a Din Menator. You can only eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it Chutz L'Yerushalayim. But what about Mechitza Liklot? That once you brought the Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim, even if you take it out, you can no longer be poida. So that's only a din midirabbanan. Midirabbanan, number one, you're not allowed to take it chutz Yerushalayim. Number two, even if you did take it chutz Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poida. Because that's called mechitza liklut. But on the level of the Raisa, there is no din of mechitza liklut. It's only a din calls minus in Yerushalayim, you can't be poida. But once you take it into Yerushalayim, you're permitted to take it out. And once it's outside, then you can be poida again. So we suggested this pshat on because that was the lotion of the Kerenoira on Dach Kush, with base on the base in Zvachim there. Kerenoira is a chibur on most of the Mesichtas of Kochim. Zvachim, and Menachas, and Me'ila, and Soita, and the Dharm knows that Soita, he has a lot of Kochim there. So the Kerenoira has a suggestion that maybe Rav Meir Shita, Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoya, maybe that's only Bizman, that you have the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, and you have to do Havoas Makom. You have to bring the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim. So then it's Mama Gavoya. But Bizman Nova Givon, that the Giris and the Mishnah should be not only Kochim Kalim, even Maaseh Sheni Nechem B'Cholari Yisrael. So maybe then it was Mama Bailam. Maybe it's only called Mama Gavoya if you have to take it to eat it in a specific location. So it could be that that's the same. It could be not only is that the nature of Rabbi Yosef Glidi's drasha, why matzah shal bikurim is no good, because in Echad B'Cham HaShabbos, maybe in Echad B'Cham HaShabbos, is the name is saying that it's Mama Gavaya. Mama Gavaya is no good. Mama Gavaya is no good because it's Hegdish. Matzah shal Hegdish is no good. That we said that's a machlek is the Rosh and the Rambam. When Rabbi Rabasi said in the Gemara, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabasi. Rabasi said three dinim. He said, there's a machlek zameh, Rabbi Yudah, the Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavoy, Mama Bailam. When we pass like Rabbi Meir, usually whenever there's machlek zameh, Rabbi Yudah, Rubid, the din is like Rabbi Yudah. And here the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the end of the second parak, here the din is, you have Stame Mishnah, he said the din is like Rabbi Meir, the Maisa Sheni is Mama Gavoy. So what is the halachic significance of saying that it's Mama Gavaya? So the Mishnah says you can't be Mekadosh and Isha. If it's Mama and Bailam, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha. Mama Gavaya cannot be Mekadosh. But Rabasi said three things that don't appear anywhere in the Mishnah. He said if it's Mama Gavaya, it's no good for Lulav and no good for Esrog, because in each Alachem, the first 2 days of Sukkot, Inat Chayv and Hafrashas Chala, because I resoy sechem shalachem. So if it's Mama Gavoya, inat chayben afrosh eschala. And matzah, even though it doesn't say matzah eschem, ilan exerishav alechem lechem, just like by chala it says, vaybachochem, ilechem ha'oritz, the word lechem appears, and by matzah it's also lechemoni, ilan exerishav alechem lechem. So just like it says by chala, I resoy sechem shalachem, and there's no chiyav chala, if maaseh sheni Mama Gavoya, if you make, if you have flour, you brought it, Maaseh Sheni, to Yerushalayim to eat it there. What are you going to do? You're going to cook it? No, he's going to grind it up and make flour. He's going to make bread and cake and cookies out of it. So if you hold the Maaseh Sheni Mama Gavoya, so Rabasi said, you're not chayv in Hafrosh Eschala. Because it says, Arisoy Seichem Shalachem. So Mama Gavoya, you're not chayv. So Huadinami, Lechem Lechem, by matzahs, also the word Lechem appears. So if it's Mam Gavoya, so you're not, so it's not kosher for the mitzvah matzah. So true, the Ramam doesn't paskan like that, but here, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that matzah shal Maaseh Sheni is no good. So we suggested maybe the two dinim of Rabbi Yosef Glili. He says matzah shal bikurim is no good, en anecha baninus, en anecha b'chol moshavus. He didn't say by bikurim en anecha baninus, because apparently he holds that Bikurim is Nechal Baninus. That's how the Gemara said, Lamed Vav Amidbeis. And Matzah Shal Maaseh Sheni, he says, is no good. It is Nechal B'chol Moshav Sech, because it has Pidyon. If it'll become Nitma, even in Yerushalayim, it has Pidyon. It could be Nechal B'chol Moshavus, but it's Ein Nechal Baninus. So it could be that the both Dinim are identical. Maybe Ein Nechal Baninus, by Maaseh Sheni. By Bikur, maybe they're leading to the same idea. Like the Karen Ori suggested, if you have to bring them Ma'aseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, then it's called Mama Gavaya. If you know for given it's Nechem B'chol Ori Yisrael, then maybe it's not Mama Gavaya. So maybe that's the Pshat and the Gemara. Maybe they're both Dinim and Rabbi Yosef Aglieli are basically identical. That Matzah Shel Ma'aseh Sheni is no good and Matzah Shel Bikurim is no good because they're both Mama Gavaya. And the way he expressed it was that Ma'aseh Sheni is En Anechel Baninas and Bikurim is En Anechel B'chol Ma'aseh Sechem, but they both boil down to the same thing. Maybe it means that it's Mama Gavaya. So then the Gemara will say over here, you can't say that it's a din of lishma, tata l'sasin lishma, because Mara doesn't need asiyah lishma. You can't be considered lishma. You're going to learn out, just like by matzah, ein anechel b'chol ma'aseh sechem is no good, ein anechel baninus is no good, hu adinami, matzah shamaseh sheni, Mara shamaseh sheni is also no good. If it's a din that the matzah has to be lishma, so Mara doesn't need lishma. So from this Gemara, perhaps you see that you have to say the other pshat that we suggested. Based on that Kevin Ur, it means that these are two, and an echel b'chol ma'aseh sechem, and an echel baninus, these are simanim l'doba, that it's mama gavoya. So the Gemara says, should I say that such a din carries over from matzah to morah, because there's a hekesh, al matzah samroim yochluhu. You have two dinim written in the pasuk, one next to the other. A matzah samroim yochluhu. So should I say, just like matzah shal ma'aseh sheni is no good, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglieli. So we pass like, the Rambam passed like the Rabbi Akiva, matzah ma'aseh sheni is good. But the Gemara is going within, boy Rami Bachama over here, Lamentes and Beis, within Rabbi Yosef Aglieli, the matzah shal ma'aseh sheni is no good. So should they say, morah shal ma'aseh sheni is also no good because of the hekesh? Maybe I should say, Dilma, maybe since it's only the Rabbanon, so the hekesh doesn't apply. Why doesn't the hekesh apply? So you can say, so Rashi had two pshatim, because Mora Bizmana says the Rabbanan means Bizmana Mikdash, that Mora was there, there was a din of Ein Anechel Baninus, Ein Anechel B'chol Moshe Sechem. There was a din that it has to be Mom and Bailam. If it's Mom and Gavoy, it's no good. But since Mora Bizmana says only the Rabbanan, so it's only a Zecha LeMikdash, it's not a real mitzvah. It's not the real mitzvah. The Raisa of Mar is only Zecher Migdosh. So in Zecher, it's okay, even if it's Mama Gavoy. Maybe that's the Gemara Sofik. What's the nature of the mitzvah Mar of Bizmanazem? Were they Misakin real mitzvah Mar? We raised that Shaila. We suggested that was a Sofik in the Rosh. Where we were looking in the Rosh in Perek Arvei Psochim. Where did we find that Rosh? I think Simon Chotei or something. Are they ready? Yeah, I think so. Simon Chafei, the Rosh Ebes Bahavloh raised the question whether you need a kazayas for Marer. So the Shagazari said it's a Mishnah Lamatasam and Allah, Kulam it's tar from the kazayas. What's the Rosh in Sofik? Then the Rosh was pashed from the fact that the Nusach HaBroch is Al Achilos Marer, Ein Achilos Pchus Mikazayas. So the Shagazari says, so why did they compose a Nusach HaBroch to create problems? Because they decided to make a Nusach HaBroch that's inaccurate, Al Achilos Marer, they should have said Al Mitzvos Marer. So then you wouldn't have needed a Kazayas. Why did they make Al Achilos Marer? So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said, a pshat, that some of the Achrenim have also. No, the Rosh agrees that when Marer Bizman HaMikdash was their Raisa, then the Mishnah says you need Kazayas, and Achilim Chutz Mikazayas. Shaila's Marer Bizman is as the Rabban, it's only Zecher LaMikdash. So if it's only a Zecher, it's not really a Mitzvah Marer. It's only Zecher. So it's enough if you have less than a Kazayas. A Shmek Tabik is enough to make a Zecher. What do you say? No, Zecher LaMikdash is what motivated the Chachamim to introduce the Mitzvah Marer Bizman is that. It's not that it's a Mitzvah of Zecher LaMikdash. Zecher LaMikdash is a Mitzvah because Yirmei HaNavi says, Tzion Dorishen LaMechal Dabayad Risha. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. So is it that Marer Bizman Hazeh is not a mitzvah of Marer? Marer Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. It's only a mitzvah to make a Zecher LaMikdash. Or should he say, no, mitam, Zecher LaMikdash, the Chachamim introduced Marer. So that would be if that was the Sofek, that's how Rav Soloveitchik learned the Sofek of the Rosh. So that's the suffix, but they need a kazais. If it's only zecha lemigdash, you don't need a kazais. If it's mitam zecha lemigdash, they introduce the mitzvah marah, then the mitzvah marah needs kazais. So then the rush, then Rav Soloveitchik learned, so what did the rush prove? Not from the nusach habrocha. He said, alachilas mar. Then the Shagas Hari asked, so why did they compose a nusach like that? Should have composed a nusach ha-mitzvahs mar. The answer is no, not from the nusach habrocha, from the fact that we still continue to say habrocha, period. If the mitzvah would only be zecher lamigdash to make a zecher, so the eating of the marah is just a hechetimtza. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to conjure up a mind, in your mind, an image of what life was like. Everybody used to eat marah. The mitzvah is to make a zecher lamigdash. So that has no maisa hamitzvah. The eating is just a hechetimtza that you should remind yourself about the way life was bisman hamigdash. So the Rosh is poshe. From the fact that we still have the Nusach HaBracha in Haggadah, when you eat Marah, the Nusach Bizman HaBayis was Alachilas Marah. So the fact that Bizman is that we still say a Bracha, not so much from the fact that we say Alachilas Marah. The fact that we still have a Bracha, that shows that the mitzvah is not Zechel Migdash is the motivation to reintroduce the mitzvah Marah Bizman HaZeh. So if it's really a mitzvah marah bizman hazeh, then you need a kazais. So mimele the nusach should be alachilas marah. So if you say like that, suffik in the rush, you can read that that was the gemara suffik. Should I say, called the tikkun rabbanu came there, I said tikkun, they introduced the mitzvah marah bizman hazeh. Marah bizman hazeh. So if it's mama gavoya, so it's no good, because it's the same as bizman amigdush. Marah bizman amigdush would be no good, because there's a hekesh between matzah and marah. Just like matzah shal ma'aseh sheni is no good, Rabbi Yosef Glili. Matzah shal bikur and matzah shal ma'aseh sheni, they're both psulim are the same. And an echel b'chol ma'shavas and an echel baninis is the same thing. Means that it's mama gavoya. So just a way of describing why we think that it's mama gavoya. So mama gavoya is no good for marah, just like mama gavoya is no good for matzah. So should I say that Marah Bizman Hazeh is a mitzvah Marah? Because called the Tikkun Rabbanu came, they write the Tikkun. Should I say that's not a mitzvah Marah at all? It's a mitzvah of Zecher LaMikdash. Zecher LaMikdash, that doesn't bother me even if it's Shamay Susheni. But that's what the Gemara says. Mistabra, Matzah Marah. That's what the Rosh came to the same Askana. So it could be that that's the same Sufik Gemara. This is if you learn the Gemara Sufik was that Marah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanu. That was the Shaila. Marah bizman amigdash would be no good if it's shal ma'aseh sheni. Marah bizman hazeh, that's the shayla. What's the nature of the mitzvah of marah bizman hazeh zecher l'migdash? Is it the mitzvah of zecher l'migdash or is it the mitzvah of marah? Yeah, the other pshat in Rashi was not the chilek between marah bizman hazeh and marah bizman amigdash. No, the gemara safik was ma'aseh sheni and marah is only midirabbanan. Min ha'Torah, there is no such thing as ma'aseh sheni and marah. That's not so muskam. That's not so agreed upon. There's a ravid learned b'charusa with the Balamor, and the ravid has hasogas on the Balamor. The ravid wrote a sefer on Taras Hamishpacha Bali Anefesh, and the Balamor has a lot of hasogas on the Bali Anefesh. It's printed on the bottom of the page. So the ravid has hasogas on the Balamor. The name of the sefer, I don't know if that's what the Ravid called it, but we call the sefer now Kosov Sham, because every paragraph in the sefer begins Kosov Sham. That my Harusa, the Balamor, wrote in his commentary on the Rif, Kosov Sham, and he quotes things from the Balamor, and he disagrees. So we have some of the Kosov Sham is printed on the bottom of the page of the Rif, where they have the Balamor, and the rest is printed 100 years ago. When they found, I think, Simcha Asaf, when they found their manuscript, so they printed whatever they had. So there's part of the Kosov Sham that's missing from the manuscript. The end of Chulin is missing from the manuscript, but this part is quoted in the Sefer Kafta Baferach. In the days of the Bali HaTosfos, there was a bit of an aliyah, a group of Bali HaTosfos moved to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them wrote a whole Sefer regarding Mitzvos HaTluyos Ba'aretz. That's called Kafta Baferach. And in the Sefer, he quotes a chunk from the Balamor Sefer, Kosov Sham, at the end of Chulin. We don't have a Kosov Sham. We only have what it says in the Kafta Baferach quoting this. So he writes a fantastic Chiddush, that the Ravid agrees with Rashi and Tosfos that the only time, like we said before, the only time is one of the Chayim Min HaTorah and Shumas HaMaisus is Dogen Tirish V'Yitzar. And Maisa Yerik is only the Rabbanan, that's a Gemara, but Trumas and Maisa is by all other Paris of Elon is also only made the Rabbanan, not like the Rama. Rama holds all Paris of Elon, Trumas and Maisa is their Isa, there's an Isa Tevel made their Isa. So the Rabbit holds not so, only by Dogon Tirish V'Yitzar. However, the Rabbit has a fantastic Kiddush that the other Rishonim don't agree to. The Rabbit says the obligation to be Mafrish is only made the Rabbanan. But if you're chal, but if you're mafrish, trumas and maisus, and other fruits and vegetables, it'll be chal men atorah. It'll be chal men atorah, and it'll have a din of truma. Will a zar who eat it be chay misa v'dei shamayim? Said, there's a new shaila that's never discussed in the Gemara. If you're mafrish, trumas and maisus, the Netziv has this. I don't know if we mentioned it this year. The Netziv has this. The very end of his commentary on Chumash, the pasuk talks about Maisa Behema. If a Jewish farmer has 10 vlodas were born in his flock in the course of the year, so he's supposed to put them all together in one corral and then have them go through one by one, the exit, and then that each 10th one will be Kodesh, Hasiri Yir Kodesh Lashem. So Rashi writes on Chumash, as well as Rashi writes on Mishnayos and Zvachim, in Gebar Zvachim, that the Chumash never says in Tanakh that you give away the Maisa Behemoth to the Kohanim. Rashi is in disagreement with the Gaonim. The Gemara says in a few places that there are Chof Talad Matans Kuna, the 24 Matonas that you give the Kohanim. Give in Trumi, give Mechali, give Bikurim, give Pidyon HaBen money, give Chatos, Osham, you give Chazav Ashok of Shlomim. So it all adds up, the Gemara says, everything adds up to 24 Matans Kahuna. So the Goinim, and there are different opinions, what are the, there are more than 24 Matans Kahuna. So you have to combine a few together. So there are different opinions, which of them are you combining together and which are not combined together. So the Goinim are of the opinion, the Maisa Behema is one of the Chof Talad Matans Kahuna. And Rashi writes on Chumash at the end of Chabasa, that's a pasuk towards the end of Bechukosah, the end towards the very end of Chumash Vayikra, one of the last psukim in Chumash Vayikra. So Rashi writes there, as well as on Mishnayos and Zvachim, that since it never says in Tanakh that you have to give away the Maisa Behema to the Kohanim, so the Kohanim are wrong. There is no such thing. It's not from the Matan's Kohanim. So the Netziv is bothered with Akasha. It's a beferish pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, that when they came back after the 7 years of Golas Bavel, and they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdosh, and they brought Karbonas, so when they brought the Maisa Behemoth to Yerushalayim, they gave it to the Kohanim. So how can Rashi say, it never says in Tanakh anywhere, it does say, it's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim. So that's what the Goinim said, based on that Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, that Maisa Behemoth is from the Chof Talad Matnas Kuna. So Rashi holds that it's not true. So then it says, but what do you do with the Pasuk? So Siv comes up with a big chiddush. He says, when he came to learn in Valozhin, there was still Talmidim of Rav Chaim Valozhin. Valozhin Yeshiva lasted for 90 years. Then Siv was the Rosh Yeshiva, I think the last 40 years or something like that. So for 50 years, he was not there. For 50 years, he was there. He came before his bar mitzvah. He didn't become the Rosh Yeshiva right away. He came before bar mitzvah. So when he came to learn at Valozhin, some of the original Talmidim was still there. So he said, they said that the name of the Vilna Goen, that Rav Chaim Valozhin has said the name, this is authentic, that matzah, all 7 days of Pesach, you're not mechuyev to eat matzah, but it's a reshus, means it's a mitzvah, so reshus. There's a Talmid Chacham in Eretz Yisrael now who claims, one of the big Talmid Chacham, he claims the Vilna Gaon never said it because there is no such thing. A mitzvah means you're mitzvah. You're obligated to do it. There's no such concept as a mitzvah, so reshus. You're not obligated to do it, but if you do it, there's a kima mitzvah. So he says it's a contradiction in terms. A mitzvah means mitzvah. So if you're not mitzvah, so it can't be a mitzvah. So that's what the Nitziv says. No, when he came to the Valojana Yeshiva, before his bar mitzvah, they were still Talmidim of Rav Chaim Valojana there, so many years later, and they said, this is true, the Vilna Gaon really said that. It's authentic. The Vilna Gaon said there's such a thing as mitzvah soshus. Now it's a commonplace. Everybody, every other mitzvah, you say that's a mitzvah soshus. So the Nitziv suggests maybe that pasuk in the Rehayomim, according to Rashi, that there's no obligation to give Maisa Behema to the Kohanim. So why did they do that? So he says, maybe Rashi holds that that's a mitzvah soshus. And then the Nitziv has a suggestion. Maybe the same is true regarding Lokuach. Lokuach is a Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Peches, where the Gemara says, Aser Tarses Kaltua Zarecha Hayotze Hasod Shana Shana. That's a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim in Parshas Re'ei. Aser Tarser, that's the Kriyas HaTorah for the Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Aser Tarser. So it says, Kaltua Zarecha Prat L'Lokuach. That the Chiyuv Tevel, the Chiyuv Deraisa of Afrashas Trumas and Maisas is only if it grew on your farm. If you buy the Tevel from someone else, you don't have to be Mafish Trumas and Maisas, but I tell it's only Midirabbanim. So there are different opinions in the Rishonim, when does that apply? Today, hardly anybody is a farmer. Years ago, everybody was a farmer. He ate his own stuff. Today, everybody's in high-tech business. Who wants to be a farmer? You don't make so much money as a farmer. So the Shaila is, if it didn't grow on your farm, so the whole chiyuv trumas ma'is only with rabban. So there are different opinions how you deal with that gemara. So the Nitziv has a suggestion. In the end of he has this long footnote in the end of Bechukaisai when he comes to defend the Rashi. How can Rashi say that ma'isa beim is not from the matnas kahuna? The pasuk says in Dibrayam they gave it to the kohen. So he says maybe Rashi holds it's a mitzvah harushus. So he has a suggestion. Maybe lokuach. Maybe when you're mafresh to Mr. Maisa and Lokuach, you're not obligated to, but maybe it's chal min haTorah. Even though you're not mechuyev, maybe it's chal min haTorah. So then they quote this in the name of Rav Elva Lesalavechik. So he rediscovered America. He didn't read the Nitziv on Chumash. Okay, maybe he didn't. He's a descendant of the Nitziv. Rav Elva Lesalavechik was the son of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Rav Chaim married the granddaughter of the Nitziv. The Nitziv was an ancestor of Rav Elva Lesalavechik. So his the chiddush that he suggested that they quote in his name, that on Lokuach, if you're mafresh on Lokuach, it's chal min haTorah. You're not mechuyev to be mafresh, but if you're mafresh, it's chal min haKuach, it's a mitzvah, so reshus. And this is all based on the Vilna Gaon said that such a thing can exist. Vilna Gaon said it by matzah, called Shiva. The obligation to eat matzah is only the first night of Pesach. The rest of Pesach, you're not mechuyev. But the rest of Pesach, that's what the Nitziv quotes. He heard from the Talmidim of Rav Chaim Elojan that the Vilna Gaon really said it. The rest of Pesach, it's a reshus. It's a mitzvah, so reshus. If you eat matzah, you mekayem a mitzvah, not stam a reshus. It's a mitzvah, so reshus. So the Ravid has that, benegeya tu, shar minim, maiser yerek, and maiser anwal peris or ilon, that the obligation to be mafresh is only midirabbanon, but if you're mafresh, it thinks it'll be chal min haTorah. It answers a lot of kashas when you learn Kiddushin. Dav Gimel, it answers Rashi and Tosis get stuck there with a kasha. So the Ravid answers the kasha. The Rashi and Tosis don't seem to agree with this chiddush of the Ravid. So then the Ravid has a whole discussion. He just opened up a new area of halacha, that there's such a thing as truma, that you weren't obligated to be mafresh truma. There was no isa tevel. You weren't obligated to be mafresh truma. But if you're mafresh, then it's going to be chal min haTorah. So he has a shaila, if a non-koyim eats truma, usually there's a punishment of misa b'dei shamayim. But what if the truma was such that there was no isa tevel in the first place? It was only if you'll be mafresh, it'll be chal. It's only a mitzvah sarushus. If you'll be mafresh truma, it'll be chal. You weren't obligated to be mafresh, and there was no isa tevel. So if a zar will eat that truma, does it have the same level of kedusha as truma, which you were obligated to be mafresh, and a zar will be chay misa b'dei shamayim? And if a zar say he thinks that not, the rabbi thinks that there's no misa b'dei shamayim, and nonetheless he thinks even though there's no misa b'dei shamayim for a zar who eats it, but if he eats a b'shegig, then he has to give keren v'chaymish. That yes, kula chiddush. The rabbi has a whole chiddush on this. So that's the second pshat in Rashi. Second pshat in Rashi is not that Marer Bismana says the Rabbana that Mara Bismana Migdash was the rice in conjunction with the Korban Pesach. So that for sure, Mara Shal Maaseh Sheni would be no good, just like Matzah Shal Maaseh Sheni is no good. That's the Hekesh. A Matzah Samram Yachulu, Matzah next to Mara, so there's a Hekesh. So just like Matzah Shal Maaseh Sheni, a Matzah Shal Bikurim is no good. So Mara can't be Bikurim, but Mara can be Maaseh Sheni. So too, Maru Shal Maisa Sheni will be no good. And the Gemara Safik only is, what about Maru Bismana Zeh? And what's the Safik? What's the nature of Maru Bismana Zeh? The same Safik that the Rosh had in Simach Hafei and Perak Arve Psachim. Is it only Zechel HaMikdash, only Tzion Dor Shein, Lamechal Dabayad Risha? So then it doesn't button just to make a zecher. So it's good even if it's Maisa Sheni. Or should I say no? Midrabanan, the Zecher Lamigdash is what motivated them to make the takana. But the nature of the takana is that there's a mitzvah mara bizman hazeh. So that's the Gemara comes to the conclusion. Yeah, it's Amarav, Mistavim, Matzah Mara. Yes, the mitzvah mara midrabanan, they made a takana mara bizman hazeh. Zecher Lamigdash is what motivated them to make the takana. But the essence of the takana is not that there's a mitzvah tzion derishain law, mitzvah Zecher Lamigdash. That's if you learn the pshat, the one pshat, the Rashi, that Mara Bizman is the Rabbanan. So Mara Bizman Amigdash for sure is no good if it's Maaseh Sheni. But according to Rashi's other pshat, it's not that Mara Bizman is the Rabbanan. Mara Bizman Amigdash. The suffix is Mara Bizman Amigdash. What's the shot? Because Maaseh Sheni and Mara is only the Rabbanan. So that's the Shaila. Maybe that's the way the Ravid had the question. The Machlek is the Ravid and the other Rishonim. If you're Mafrish, Trumas or Maisris, you're not Mechuyev to be Mafrish, Trumas or Maisris, not Mechuyev to be Mafrish, Maisa Sheni, on vegetables, on Maisa Yerek. Maisa Yerek is only the Rabbanan. But maybe the Gemara Safik was, what if your Mafrish is a Chalmen HaTorah, or is it only Chalmen the Rabbanan? If it's Chalmen HaTorah, then you can say that it's Mamon Gavoya. If it's only Chalmen the Rabbanan, what are you going to say? It's Mamon Gavoya. There's a famous Nesivus in Hilchas Mekach Toes, Mechosh Mishpat. They have all the dinim of Hilchas Mekach Toes. So let's say I have a butcher shop and I sold you meat, and my butcher shop says, Basa Kosher, I sold you meat. And then after I sold it, and you already ate the meat, we find out the meat was not kosher. So the Rambam has, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. Rambam is quoting the Tshuvas HaGaonim. So the Rambam writes, if it was treif min HaTorah, then it's a mekach tois, and you get your money back even though you ate the meat. Even though you ate the meat already, and you can't return the meat to the fellow because you ate it already. It was a mekach tois, and you're entitled to get all of your money back. But if it's only treif min derabanan, by mistake, the storekeeper sold me treif and meat, but it's kosher min HaTorah, it's only treif min derabanan. So the Rambam says, then it depends. If he didn't eat the meat yet, so give back the meat, and you get back the money that you paid, because it's a mekach tos, because you can't eat it. But if you ate it already, b'shegeg, then you're not entitled to get your money back. Why not? If it's an isa deraisa that he sold you, even if you ate it, and you ate it already, he can't give it back. He's still entitled to get your money refunded. So why, if it's an isa derabanan, why if you ate it already, why are you not entitled to get your money back? So the Nesiva says the beer and the Tshuvas HaGaonim that the Rambam is quoting halacha lemaisa. He says all the dinim derabanan are only dinim on the gavra. The chachamim can tell you how you can act, but they can't make a din on the cheftza. They can't do a moifes. They can't make a yesh me'ayin. They're going to say, has kedushas ma'aser sheni. If on the level of the rice, it doesn't have kedushas ma'aser sheni. So how can you say midirabonon? You're going to say that what? That ma'aser sheni is mama gavoya. Means that it has kedushas, is called hegdush. All the dinam derabonon, just dinam on the gabra, how people should act. But it's not a din in the cheftza, that the cheftza is really hegdush. So that's, one can learn that was the Gemara Sofik. That the Gemara Safik was maybe Marar, not Marar, according to the Bamshad, the Safik only was Marar Bizman Azeh de Rabbanan. And even that, the Gemara was Peshit Matzah. Marar has a full din. But according to the other Pshat and Rashi, the suffix was Mara Bizman Amigdash also, not just Mara Bizman Azeh. Mara Bizman Amigdash, since Maaseh Sheni is only the Rabbanon by Yerek, by Yerukas, Maaseh Sheni is only Terumas and Maaseh, is only the Rabbanon. So should I say, since it's only the Rabbanon, so it's only a din on the Gavra, it's only all make-believe dinim. All the din of the Rabbanon are all make-believe dinim, act as if it's Maaseh Sheni, but really it's a make-believe thing. It really isn't Maaseh Sheni. So that was the Gemara Sofek. Can you say that it's Mama Gavoya? Can you say that that it's considered Hegdish? So Gemara came to the conclusion that yes, Matzah Mar, yes. Even though it's only a Dimmad Rabbanah, maybe that's part of the make-believe. You have to act as if it's Mama Gavoya. You have to act as if it's Mama Gavoya. Yeah, but if in this Gemara you see that you can't say Pshat when we first started Daf Lamed Vav, so we had one suggestion was that Matzah Sheina Necha B'chol Moshavos and Matzah Sheina Necha Baninas, it already is Matzah Sheina, it already is Bikurim, and then you want to bake it L'shem Matzah. So we had one suggestion that's a tie to this Asri. In the Lishma, he can't consider that Lishem mitzvahs matzah because the mitzvahs are so incommensurate they can't blend in together. He can't kill two birds with one stone. Can't be mekayim two different mitzvahs because it's so different. So you see from this Gemara that's not the pshat because Mara doesn't need asiyah Lishma. You can't say just like by Masi you need asiyah Lishma, by Mara you need asiyah. You don't need asiyah Lishma. The goy can cut off the Mara from the ground. So it's a different word. You have to say that it's Mama Gavaya. Like the Kavanah said, if it's Nechel, if you had to bring it to Yerushalayim, then you call it Mama Gavoy. If it's Nechel B'chol Moshav Sechem, then it's not called Mama Gavoy. Maybe the din of Nechel Baninus also the same thing. Whatever is Nechel Baninus is not called Mama Gavoy. If it's Ena Nechel Baninus, then you call it Mama Gavoy. Maybe that was the suffix.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Once we're assuming that we're learning from the Hekesh between Matzah and Marer, does the reason for Matzah need to apply to Marer also? Or can't we just say that once we know that it's a tarte de sasir by Matzah, can't apply to Marer also because of the Hekesh?
I don't know, but the Hekesh has to make sense. By Matzah, you say you need Lishma. So you can't have Lishma, the Shem Matzah. If this is Zaymed, this already is Matzah Shein, this is already Bikurim. You can't superimpose the mitzvah of matzah on it because the two mitzvahs are so incommensurate. But by Mara, you don't need Lishma. So how can you say the Hekesh? I don't think if you say it's a din of Taita the Sasa in Lishma, I don't think it can carry over to Mara. I think it just doesn't carry over to Mara. Okay. The next Mishnah is an important, a very important din. In Shorin as Hamurs on the Tanigalam, there's whole wheat bread, and there's most people don't eat whole wheat bread. I lost a lot of weight this summer. Someone put me on a diet, so I was only eating, now I only eat whole wheat bread. And if you don't eat the regular bread, you lose a lot of weight. So the whole wheat bread, what's the difference? The whole wheat bread, they don't remove the bran. They don't remove the shell on top of the kernels of grain. They grind everything together. So it's a Mishnah Challah. In order to be Chayv and Challah, you have to have a certain minimum amount of flour that you mix with the water. It has to be Mem Gimel Beitzim, Chaymish Beitzim. We made the calculation 2-3 weeks ago. Plain arithmetic, how to calculate it. Mem Gimel Beitzim, Chamish Beitzim, 43.2 Beitzim. And we said, the Malach HaShlomo is one of the commentaries on the bottom of the page in the big Mishnayos, and the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos. They writes that the word Challah, Ches Lamed Hei, is a gematria of 43. So that's Mem Gimel Beitzim, fine. So how much is that? So we mentioned, Rav Henkin said between, it's unclear, how do you translate that into modern terms? So he said between 3 and 5 pounds of flour, you should be mafish challah without a bracha. If you have 5 pounds of flour, then mafish challah with a bracha. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Challah, what if they ground up the kernels of grain, wheat or barley, they ground it up with the shell. It's whole wheat. They ground it up with the shell. then everything is mitzaref to be to the chi of chala. What if they separated the bran and then they threw it back in? So then it's not mitzaref. Why is it not mitzaref? Why is it not mitzaref? And I remember when we were learning Mishnah is chala, so Rav Soloveitchik said, apparently, I don't think they have it now, on the packages of whole wheat bread, it tells you what percentage of the bread is bran. So Rav Soloveitchik said it doesn't correspond to what percentage it should have been. It's less. It's less. So he said, obviously, they took out all the bran and they threw part of it back in. Because if they would just grind everything all together, it would have been a different percentage. So he said, the Mishnah says, Mishnah is chalas, a din in Yerodeh. If you separated the bran, the shell, then you throw it back in, then it's not mitzaref to the shir chala. Why not? So the pashtus is that by chala it says, v'hoi b'cholchem milechem ha'aretz. It's only called lechem if it's boli dechimutz. And they experimented, and they came to the conclusion, only chamesh is menei dogan, chit musar and kush, mishabar l'shol and sheep, and only the five kinds of grain are boiling l'idei chimutz. In other words, v'dechem was a machleg, z'abichem, menuri, and chachamim, and we said over the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, why didn't they experiment? How could they have a machleg, it's a mitzias? Why didn't they experiment? So Yerushalmi said, they did experiment, and Rabbi Saglili and Rabbi Chamanuri said, you see, it's boli de chimutz. The Chum said, no, they considered that sircha. That was a machlaikas, the chemical reaction that occurs when you mix flour that you made from urz with dechim with water. Is that considered chimutz or is that considered sircha? That was the machlaikas. So the when this din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the next Mishnah, and Sharnas Amurson the Tana Golem, they remove in the days of the Tanaim also, it's healthier to eat whole wheat bread, but many people don't like to eat whole wheat bread. They like to eat the white bread, pure white bread. In other words, they removed all the shells. So what do they do with the shells? They throw it in the garbage. No, they feed it to the chickens. So it says, on Pesach, you shouldn't soak the Murson with water. Insurance on Murson, the Tana Golem. Why? Because it may turn into chametz. And chametz is not only asa b'achila. If something is also b'achila, you can feed it to the dogs. Chametz b'pesach is also b'val yeroi, and it's also b'hanoa. So if I'm going to have it and feed it to the chickens, so then it'll be a din of b'val yeroi by matz, and it'll be a din and it's also b'hanoa. So you're not allowed to. So from the Mishnah would appear that morson is bole dechimutz. Morson usually means the shell. So if the shell is bole dechimutz, so why does the Mishnah Chala say it depends? If they remove the Murson and they threw it back in, then it's not mitzaref to the shear to determine whether you have chameshes mervaim kemach v'yod, whether you have 43.2 beitzim of flour. Why is it not mitzaref? What does halacha Moshe Messina, only the kernels of grain? If the shell is bole dechimutz and it's edible, so then it's from the chameshes meni dogan. According to Rabbi Menuri, they experimented. According to Rabbi Menuri, Urz B'dechim is also Bolei Dechimutz. So it's also, there's not Loch and Moshe Messina. They experimented and they came up with five kinds of Dogan. If you have the shell of the Chitim is Bolei Dechimutz, so it's another kind of Dogan. So why shouldn't it be Mitzarev? So the Mogan Avram learns, when this din is quoted in the Hilchas Pesach, in Shoras Amurs and the Tanagur, the Mogan Avram says that Murson, there's Machlegs, Magan Avram, and the Prima Godim, and the Mishnah Brura, a whole discussion, and a little bit is in the Rishonim also. So the Magan Avram says, the shell apparently is not Bole Dechimutz. So if you have matzah, that you made from whole wheat bread, they sell two kinds of matzah, Shmur matzah. They have whole wheat matzahs and regular matzahs. So if you buy whole wheat matzahs, so they ground up the kernels of grain with the shell. So how, and the shell is a certain percentage. So how is that mitzarev to the kazai? So the answer is, that's the halacha in the Mishnah Chala. If you separated the bran, then you threw it back in, then since it's not bole dechim, it's not mitzarev. If you didn't separate the bran, that calls manas together, the whole thing is considered chitim. So even though part of the chitim is, even though the shell is not bole de chimutz, and that's the definition of lechem, hoye b'cholchem lechem ha'aretz, and matzah is called lechem oni, and it's only called lechem if it's bole de chimutz. That was the Gemara in Laman Hayim and Aleph. So bole de chimutz is not only a requirement for matzah on Pesach, it's a requirement for chiv chala, and it's a requirement for birchas hamazon deraisa. The three dinim deraisa that depend on lechem have to be bole de chimutz. So that's why the birchas hamazon only is deraisa if you eat kedei sviya of lechem for nechameshes mini dogon. So really, the shell, the Magen Avraham says, really, the shell is not bole de chimutz. But kol zman he didn't separate it, so since it's part of the chita, and the chita is bole de chimutz, the shell is also mitzvah. But once you separate it, then you throw it back in, then it doesn't count. It's not bole de chimutz. This chemical reaction will not occur. So what does the Mishnah say? Ein sharem samus on the tanur goyim because it's going to turn into chum. Why not? If it's not bole de chimutz, so what's the problem? So the answer is, the Magen Avraham apparently learned, Mursan over here doesn't mean the shell. Mursan means part of the chitim that you ground up, part of it is going to be coarse and part of it is going to be softer. So the coarse part that human beings don't enjoy eating, so we'll throw that, we'll give that to the birds. But that is bole de chimutz. But if you remove the shell from the kernels of grain, you can soak in the water all you want from today till next year. It's not bole de chimutz. It's like other vegetables that are not like kidneys and not bole de chimutz. And the Mishnah Berurah is machmer on this. Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe no, maybe we should follow the other poskim that mursan in the Mishnah means the shell. That's very difficult. If mursan means the shell, so then the Mishnah and we don't understand the Mishnah chala. Why does it say that the shell is only mitztarev to be mashlim the shear of mem gimel beitzah mechamish beitzah if you didn't separate it? If you separated it, then you threw it back in, then it's not mitztarev. Why not? Chitim and sarim are mitztarev from together, and there's no halacha moshe mesina, only five. According to Rabbi Chaim Nuri, Oriz v'dechen is also mitztarev. If you can have seven, you can have eight. So the shell should also be mitztarev if it's boli dechimetz. It's edible. And it's bole de chimutz, so it's not chita. It doesn't have to be chita, it doesn't have to be sar. It has to be bole de chimutz. So it is bole de chimutz. So that's a problem. If the Mishnah Berurah always writes everything l'chumer, so because there's a machlokes and achrenim here, whether the word mursan in the Mishnah means the shell, or can't mean the shell. It can't mean the shell, because the shell is not bole de chimutz. The only reason why it's mitzdarif to the kazayis of matzah, mitzdarif to the chi of chala, is because kozman that you didn't separate it, it's dino, it has one din. Take, for example, you have milk. So milk is milchik. Milk is milchik. But if you separate the curds from the milk, you'll be left with plain old water, H2O. So if they remove the curds and you make cheese out of it from the milk, then you're left with mei cholov. You're left with watery milk. Now, mei cholov still has a little bit of curds in it, so you can make cheese from mei cholov also. But then the Rishonim say, if you have mei cholov, this is a term that was invented by the Rishonim, if you have mei cholov, means I removed all of the milk content from the milk, and I'm left with plain old water, H2O. So that water is part of the Minat Torah. It's only milchik midrabbanan, because originally when I milked the cow, the whole thing was milk. So there's a certain percentage, it's probably, I think it's close to 80%, over 70%. Maybe it's over 80%, I forgot already. Let's say, for argument's sake, 75% of the milk is plain old H2O. And only, let's say, 25% of it is milchik, is real milchik. So let's say you poured by mistake some milk into flesh. So you only need shishim against 25% of the milk, because the 75% is parva. The 75% that's H2O, plain old water, is parva minatar. It's only milchik midrabbanan. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, had, not before Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Darkei Tshuva, Darkei Tshuva is the Munkach, has a tshuva about this. He quotes a likud of Achrayim. What if I'm not sure if I have shishim? I know for sure I have shishim in the meat against the 25% of the milk. That's milchik min haTorah. That's the curds. But I'm not sure if I have shishim kineged the whole volume of the milk. But the pashtus is the rest of the 75% of the milk that's plain old H2O is only milchik min derabbanan. It's not milchik min haTorah. So would you say safik derabbanan lekula? You have a safik whether you have shishim. But the whole milchik status is only midirabbanan on the H2O part of the milk. So the Darkei Tshuva quotes Achrayim, that's not correct. Kol zman that the H2O is naturally combined with the curds, the whole thing is considered milchik min haTorah, and yinei shishim min haTorah, can I get everything. Once you separate the meimei cholov from the curds, so then once you separate it, then it's no longer considered milchik min haTorah, then it's only parva. Minatar, it's only milchik midirabban. Because man and it's together is dinik and milk. The same thing, there's a Gemara about dam. There's a Gemara in Perek Kisui Hadam. So the Gemara says, dam, blood, also there's a certain percentage of the blood that's plain old H2O. So the Gemara says, let's say you leave blood in the sun. That's how the Gemara has. You leave blood in the sun. So if you leave it long enough, so the plasma will separate the white part or the colorless part, or the white part will separate from the red part. So the Gemara says, after it separates, only the red part has an isakoris, and the white part, if you eat it, there's no isakoris, no isadam. So the shaila is, I don't know what percentage is. Maybe it's also 85%. Maybe it's, let's say, maybe it's the same as milk. I don't know. Let's say, for argument's sake, 75% of all blood that flows in the body is H2O, and only 25% of it is the red blood corpuscles, let's say. It's probably not that much, probably less. So in order to get malchus for eating dam, so the Rambam, there's a question, how much dam do you have to eat? So the Rambam writes, eat a kezayis. Rashi also writes, eat a kezayis. That the Minhas Chinuch has a discussion. Why is it kezayis? Why isn't it revius? Because you're drinking the dam. That's an interesting question. I'll have to talk about it some other time. But that's Rashi and the Rama both say the Farish like that. How much dam do you have to eat in order to eat the Malkus? So you have to eat a kezayis. Like a Michael, you don't consider it, it's not a beverage. Even the goyim who eat dam, they don't drink dam when they're thirsty. They eat, they drink dam like soup. They feel that is healthy. Okay, it is healthy. So, but it's an Issa Koris if you eat it. So the Rambam writes, the Yidikazayis, so the Ragachova has a stave on the Rambam, Tzafnas Panach. So he says, the Rambam is telling you a Chiddush. Do you realize what the Chiddush is? You don't say you have to drink three Kazaisim. You don't have to drink four Kazaisim of Dam. So to know that you swallowed one Kazayis of the 25% of the red stuff. When do you say that 75% of all the dam in the world is H2O? That's after you separate it. If you leave the dam in the sun, that's the Gemara in Perikisa Adam, Ha'achulan, has like that. If you leave the dam in the sun, then the red will separate from the plasma part. So then the plasma is not Dina Kedam. But Kozman, that it didn't separate, so it is Dina Kedam. So that's apparently that Mishnah in the Mishnah in Chala, Mishnah Ischala is like that. The shell of the kernel of grain also has a din like chita. So if you didn't separate, if you grind everything all together, then it's mitztaref. It's mitztaref to the shir chala. It's mitztaref to the shir kazayis for a matzah. But if you separated the shell and then you throw it back in, usually we call the shell the mursam, the bran. So if you separate it, then you throw it back in, then it says in Tatmitzar, not for the Chiyav Chala, not for the Kazayis. Why not? So the Pashto says, because it's not Bolei Dechimutz. If it will be Bolei Dechimutz, it's from the Chameshes Mei Doga. There's no Halach on Moshe Messina, it has to be Dafkan the Chameshes Mei Doga. If you have additional things that are Boin with Dechimutz, we would say that they would also be included in Doga. So that's the big Machloikas and Rishayim. So the Mishnah Berurah is machmer, that even the bran is also bolei dechimutz, so then he's going to be stuck. How does he understand that Mishnah Chala? Why does it make a difference if you remove the bran and then you mixed it back in, or you left it melachatchila altogether. If it's bala dechim, it's bala dechim. So that's a shaila. What does it mean? Mursan. Mursan means the bran, or mursan means part of the ground up kernel. The bran is the same as the bran is bala dechimitz. The bran is not bala dechim. The bran is not bala dechimitz, and the Mishnah is talking about mursan, a different kind of mursan. Means that the rough particles of the grain that the human beings are not going to eat, that we're going to throw to the animals. Then the Mishnah ends off also. The doctors made research on this. Apparently human saliva from the mouth is helpful to heal wounds. So people, and apparently ground up chitim is also good. So they used to chew it up in their mouth. So they had the ground up chitim plus the saliva. They would put it on a wound, and that would help for the wound to heal. But if saliva is also machmitz, not only water, H2O is machmitz, saliva from the mouth is also machmitz. That's the shaila. The chassidim who are machmitz, not to eat gebroks on Pesach, so how do they chew the matzah? The saliva is also machmitz. So just like they don't mix, just like they wouldn't eat matzah that was soaking in water, so when they chew the matzah, it's also bodei dechimitz. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said that he once asked that question to traditionally they say the yes is to the Hasidim. If you don't eat gebroks, why are you not worried about the saliva is also machmitz? The Mishnah says. So he said, the chassid answered, what kind of a question is that? That's eser decha lo sese. So he said, what kind of a joke eser decha lo sese? If it's chametz, so it's not, you're not yotzei the mitzvah matzah. If you're really concerned that it's chametz, I'm going to say eser decha lo sese. It's not dechenisa sheish b'koris, and if it's chametz, it's not matzah by definition. Yeah. So the pashta says we're not worried about the gebroks. Okay, maybe we'll stop here and we'll continue tomorrow. A couple of details here on Daf Mem. Okay, we'll go straight. Very good. Okay, we'll meet again tomorrow.
All right.